As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him, and they stood at a distance from him, raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Yesterday, Wednesday's my day off, and so I like to go golfing. Forgive me. So I'm, of course, driving down to the golf course, and Thanksgiving traffic's worse than normal, and so I'm starting to get a little impatient and aggravated by the difficult traffic. And when I finally get down there, there's a long line in the golf shop, and I'm getting late, and I'm a little frustrated, and I look up at the TV, and they have the golf channel on, and one of the commentators is saying things that we could be grateful for. And he says, "I'm grateful for the slow foursome in front of me that slows me down so that I can have more time to appreciate the blessing of the day." Now I think, isn't that kind of crazy? Even if you don't understand golf, I hope. But I got thinking, and that's the inspiration for this homily. Oftentimes, we thank God for the good thing. But to be a Christian is to thank God and to find the blessing even in the things that at first might be difficult. So I think back, I'm thankful for that traffic jam that allowed me to enjoy the beautiful sunny day better and to help me pray for those people cutting me off as if I was the cause of the traffic jam. I thank God for that line that allowed me to hear that powerful message. I even thank God for having lost in the golf round so that I could give out those few dollars to my friend, and his face was so happy. But hopefully, a silly example, you get the idea that as a Christian, right, we're called to not only give God thanks in the good times, but in the difficult times. Why? Because what God has done for us so much surpasses anything in this world. Romans chapter 8 would be a good chapter, good prayer assignment for this day or this time, that all things work for the good of those who love God, right? God can write straight with crooked lines, and everything that comes our way can be a blessing. And what can separate us from the love of God shown to us in Christ Jesus, right? We not only are given our lives, but we have salvation. And yes, things may be difficult at times, but nothing can separate us from the essential reality in which we live our life, that God came into our world and gives us power and freedom to respond in every situation in a way that's loving, in a way that might build up others and hurt and help. Even when it's a difficult situation, it's even more grateful, more powerful to rise above that and to still do good. And so we can give God thanks in all circumstances. Even on a serious note, during these times of the pandemic, our lives have been greatly disrupted. And there are many difficult things, including a loss of lives, loved ones. But even in these, we can see that there are blessings. It is a message that God is trying to teach us. And maybe you've learned many messages. I've heard people say more time together with family, appreciating that we can live with less and be less busy. But I see and feel, and I think it's the prophetic message of this pandemic, is that all people are connected. And what happens on one end of the globe affects us all. Whether it be disease that can be spread, whether it be injustice or poverty that disrupts the human community, whether it be violence or the environment causes suffering and people to start to move, every one of us are connected. And the only way forward for us is to care for the well-being of all people, no matter where on the planet they are. For what happens to anyone happens to all of us. We're all connected. And these masks that we so hate and I find as such a inconvenience and the social distancing, I believe that they are prophetic signs of the way forward. Not that we're going to be wearing these, I hope not, but that we must, as we go forward as a people, make more and more individual sacrifices. Perhaps sacrificing some of our freedoms or our rights so that the well-being of all people might take a higher priority. For that, in the end, is what Christ has shown us. He came not to be served, but to serve, and to lay down his life as a ransom for all. That's the highest form of love, a love that we as a human people are incapable of without him. And thank God, he gives us the power to sacrifice self for others, to find the good in every situation in this Eucharist. Eucharist means thanksgiving. His life, death, and resurrection, the power of God available for us in this sacrament. Let us give God thanks and praise.